Some of the government's biggest obligations are in Medicare. 2 million baby boomers could sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage before the end of this year, as Kelly Weiss reports.
Seniors can have a tough time choosing Medicare Part D plans for drug coverage, so they often recruit savvy family members.
Yeah, I was in the banking business.
That's Scott Matei, and he's talking about doing real estate appraisals, to be exact, which he says is not like helping his mother-in-law enroll in Medicare.
I couldn't relate it. It's more complex than that.
He and his mother-in-law, Marcia Muller, are at the University of the Pacific Pharmacy School's free Medicare enrollment event in a suburb outside of Sacramento. Muller says she takes 9 medications.
I just need to find the best way to spend my money. You know, I don't have a lot of money. I'm retired on Social Security.
One expert at the event, Margaret Riley, works for a nonprofit in Sacramento that helps explain Medicare benefits. Riley says Congress created offices like hers around the country.
I think signing up for Medicare is a little bit like being in purgatory, and you need somebody to help you get out of there.
This year, here's what Riley's telling seniors. They'll see fewer Part D plans because of the new federal health care law. California, for example, had 47 last year, and now there's 30. And Riley says most seniors won't have a copay for many preventive services.
The bone density test, prostate cancer screening for men. There's now actually more of an annual physical. Doctors are going to be busy.
About 3 million seniors will have to choose new Medicare Advantage plans because the old ones don't offer all the benefits required under new federal regulations. And Riley says there's now a discount for seniors who take expensive brand name drugs and fall into the infamous donut hole.
In 2011, if you reach the gap, right now folks are paying 100% of the cost of that medicine. But next year, they'll pay 50%, and the plan will pay 50%, and they'll move through the gap at the same rate without paying the same amount of money.
Okay, so we know about some of the changes and one way to get help, but there's another option.
Let's take it all the way back, Jeff, and we'll put your zip code in here. Okay, then
Ross Blair is the CEO of Plan Prescriber. He's at a Sacramento call center with Jeff Orwig, going through Plan Prescriber's website that compares Medicare plans. Orwig, self-employed, turns 65 next month and takes 4 pricey prescription drugs.
I've had open-heart surgery, so my health insurance over the years has been very expensive.
He says the official Medicare.gov website is frustrating.
Well, it's sort of a joke for me because 3 different times it wouldn't even let me on the site to decipher what I wanted to learn.
Last year, Blair says 1.5 million people used his website, one of several designed to help seniors. He says it's a free service because insurers pay Plan Prescriber a commission for new customers. After plugging in Orwig's medications, Blair goes over the costs.
And you can see the savings range anywhere from $500 up to $3,200 a year. Not all plans are created equal, and it's really important to look at all the alternatives that are available out there.
Pharmacists stress seniors should reevaluate their plans each year to make sure they're getting the lowest price. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.